Hi there! Welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. We are in this beautiful place about an hour away from the city proper of Dipolog. Why did we come here? We came here to eat our lunch and to find a beautiful place where we could record a Daily Manna video like this. Jesus, when He came into this world, also has a reason. If our purpose for coming was to eat or is to eat and at the same time to find a place where we could record a video, Jesus coming to earth also has a purpose, has a reason. And if you look at 1 John chapter 3 verses 4 to 10, this is what it says. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him sins. No one who sins has seen Him or knows Him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you, that the one who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning, and the Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. May the good Lord bless the reading of His Word. Just as we have a reason or purpose for coming here, Jesus coming to earth also has a particular purpose. And it's clear in the text where it says, in order. Verse 5 says it. It says, He appeared in order to take away sins. And a similar concept is repeated in verse 8 when it says, the Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. The work of the devil has to do with sins, or the sin itself is a work of the devil. And every time we think of our past, it shall remind us of our bondage, that only Jesus worked to make it be abolished or be destroyed in our lives, that through His death on the cross, He became victorious over sin, over the works of the devil. So for that purpose, He came, and He was successful for that particular mission that is mentioned here in verses 5 and 8 of 1 John chapter 3. He's successful, He is victorious over the works of the enemy. And don't you know that before you put your faith in Jesus, you were in bondage to the works of the devil? But because you believed in Jesus, you availed now the work of the cross, and because you availed the work of the cross, His work at the cross, then you are victorious as well over sin. Now the question is this victory that Jesus won over the cross, is this becoming real in your day-to-day life, in your battle against sin? Stop living your life as a loser, because Jesus won the battle for you. Sin has no longer power over you. You are to live your life in victory over the works of the devil, over the powers of darkness. Take note, sin has no longer a power over you. It is the power of God that is at work in you. The Lord bless you all. And before we end, let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for saving us. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for the victory that you have experienced on the cross at Calvary. And because you are victorious, we who availed it, we who put our trust in you, are also experiencing this victory in our lives, in a spiritual sense. And right now I pray that your children, if they are sinning still, these are manifestations that they are not living their lives in victory. Help them. Empower them through the work of your Holy Spirit. Lead them, Lord God, to confess this and to leave that old life and begin living the new life in Christ. And I pray for those individuals who are trying their best to live victoriously day after day. Continue to empower everyone. And allow us, Lord God, to exemplify this victory day after day in our lives. Because as I have said, sin has no power over us. It is the power of Christ that is at work in us. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, in your name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you.